Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm good.
I hope you had a good holiday season, and I hope you didn't drink too much schnapps.
No, but then again, I'm not pregnant, so that's okay, right?
Excellent. We are going to talk for a moment about alcohol and pregnancy. Before I do, just a little bit of background, most of it coming from the CDC. They report that about 12% of pregnant women have used alcohol during their pregnancy, and about 2% admit to binge drinking during pregnancy. This compares with 54% of non-pregnant women of childbearing age. So there is a sharp reduction, which is perhaps the good news. The Surgeon General and each of our listeners recommend abstinence from alcohol for women planning pregnancy, women who have just conceived, and obviously women throughout their pregnancy. To the best of my knowledge, there really is no exact dose-response relationship between the amount of alcohol consumed during the prenatal period and the damage. Many of us, at least my mother, certainly talks about having had wine when she was pregnant with me. That may explain a lot.
Explains a lot, Mike.
Exactly.
Explains a lot.
It does look at kids whose mothers consume alcohol during pregnancy, significant amounts of alcohol, can manifest several different syndromes, the fetal alcohol effects syndrome, fetal alcohol-related birth defects syndrome, and fetal alcohol syndrome itself, or FAC, or they may be entirely normal. Patterns of drinking seem to affect outcome. Binge drinking, it looks like, may result in a significantly greater harm than lower amounts over several days. The prevalence of fetal alcohol syndrome among offspring of moderate to heavy drinkers and chronic alcoholics ranges from about 10% to 50%. And just to remind our listeners, the fetal alcohol syndrome is based clinically on three criteria, all of which must be present. There must be growth problems, there must be some sort of facial dysmorphia, and there must be some sort of central nervous system abnormalities. We know much less about alcohol levels. The poem today looks at that question. It asks, is there a dose-response gradient in the association between alcohol consumption and pregnancy and low birth weight, premature birth, or small for gestational age infants? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this study was sponsored by Budweiser, and interestingly, no, it wasn't actually, but this was from the British Journal of OB-GYN, and the British have always had a bit more laissez-faire kind of attitude toward alcohol and pregnancy. And in fact, I think their most recent guidelines say no more than one drink per day for women who are pregnant. So this was a meta-analysis. They tried to find observational studies that looked at the exposure of alcohol or exposure to alcohol during pregnancy and birth outcomes. Mainly prematurity and low birth weight was what they were primarily looking at. And again, fetal alcohol syndrome that you described is really only reported in heavy drinkers. So in this case, they did this meta-analysis. They found 36 studies. 24 of them categorized alcohol into at least three groups, so like low, moderate, high, or low, moderate, high, very high. The other 12 just dichotomized and said either drinking or not drinking. The first group were more helpful because they were able to look at more of a dose response kind of curve. So they looked at drinking versus not drinking. There was a modest small association with low birth weight. The relative risk was 1.1, the confidence interval 1.04 to 1.2, so a slight increase in low birth weight compared of drinkers versus non-drinkers. And there was no association, though, with preterm birth or small for gestational age. And in the dose response analysis, so those studies where they had at least three categories, there was no association until people drank more than one drink per day. 52 grams, which is five drinks, you had a doubling of risk, and the risk was sevenfold at 12 drinks per day. So definitely no 12-pack per day. I think that we can safely say that. drinking up to two drinks a day was not associated with preterm birth, did start increasing once you had three or four drinks per day. So this study found no association between light alcohol consumption, a drink a day, and the risk of low birth weight or small for gestational age or prematurity. So it seems like, at least as far as those outcomes go, there's no increase in risk.
Right, but they did not look at the incidence of people with the low alcohol consumption going into primary care versus neurosurgery. I think my mom did okay in terms of weight and the outcomes that you're talking about, but perhaps had she not had that drink a day, I might have ended up in neurosurgery or a surgical subspecialty.
You never know. Instead of just being a humble general internist, right?
Exactly. Mark, thanks. I'm going to go have a drink, a toast to you.
All right.
I appreciate you taking us through that poem, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you then.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.